Just a heads up, the Razzball Football Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
You like fantasy sports and sarcasm.
Then the show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's the Razzball Podcast.
Well, we think you prefer us. We rock the mic so hard, we should ride in the tour. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
Baby, little muscle man.
It's the Razzball Podcast.
Make some regulars real fast.
It's the Razzball Podcast.
Razzball, baby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Razzball Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Nick Capozzi, and joined, as always, by my cohort, Mr. JP Gilpin. JB, how are you?
I'm good, man. What a preposterous week last week in fantasy football. This is one of the craziest weeks I can remember.
This is one Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you got the Texans somehow not being able to put off the Jaguars till overtime, everyone getting crazy numbers. You got, Matt Ryan throwing five interceptions. You got Lerod Stevens-Howling running for over 100 yards really early. Yet there's one constant that has been this whole year, and that is the Panthers lose in overtime or the fourth quarter.
That's crazy, man. That is crazy. Actually, no. You know what? Here's what I got to say. I have to say this has been arguably the most engaging football season that I've ever watched. I'm a football fan, but sometimes, you know, when you don't have a team, even if you're into fantasy week 10, week 11, you might get a bit of the, football blage. You're like, okay, come on, let's get to the playoffs. But this year, every week has been exciting and entertaining. This is football at its best.
I completely agree. And hey, the NFL even made referees one of the hottest topics in the beginning of the season. I mean, it's been everything.
Yeah, no, it's been a super interesting week. Hey, just before we get going, JB, I would love to let the listeners know this. I came into the studio here at Glenmore Records in Toronto today, and the Razzball House Band, Symphony of Nine, was actually killing it on a new track. And I believe on Wednesday, November 21st, they're playing in Toronto, down on Front Street at Say What. If you want any details on that, you are welcome to tweet me at Nick Capozzi, C-A-P-O-Z-Z-I. Of course, my man JB Gilpin is always there for your needs too, at JB Gilpin, G-I-L-P-I-N. Man, and their new song, JB, it rocked. It's resonating in my head. I can't pull it out now.
How is it like? I'm into like heavier music more than most people that have some pretty heavy riffs in it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Symphony of Nine is kind of a mix of, you know what? I should ask Scott, the super producer, this. Scott, the super producer, what would you say Symphony of Nine's biggest influence is? Come here, Scott. Let's get you on here. Come here. I'm just curious because, you know, they have been our house band for the baseball and football season. Because I know you guys are influenced a lot by Rush, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But also, you know, maybe I don't want to say Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. I mean, that's,
well, the song we did today has like some of those harmonies with like a, you know, kind of like when Neil Young rocks hard.
Yeah,
like when he's playing like Keep on Rocking in a Free World.
Keep on Rocking. Yeah, you know what? That's a good analogy. Hey, can we do this? Is that song finished that you did today?
Mm-hmm.
Can we throw that one on the end of the podcast today instead of the regular one?
We sure can.
All right, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Scott.
That'll get the listeners to stick with us for the whole episode.
No, but you know what? They are a great band. You know what? You know when you see like a talented band that's up and I'm into music too, right? When you see a talented band that's up and coming, they're great, and we're just like, we're actually super lucky. if this podcast is still going in 10 years, we'll be like, yeah, Symphony of Nine used to be our house band. Now they're too big for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, let's get back to football. Sorry I got off track there, but Scott, the producer, by the way, is the lead singer of Symphony of Nine. So if you want to Google them or YouTube them, and it's Symphony of and the number 9. Or, of course, tweet me if you want any details about them. Okay, football. Listen, I have to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Is it Kaepernick or Kaepernick?
I think it's Kaepernick.
Okay, let's go with Colin Kaepernick. Because everyone is talking about Colin Kaepernick, the fantasy football world, the football world. I would go so far as to say the entire globe is talking about Colin Kaepernick right now. And I don't want to say I don't get it. I mean, I like a mobile quarterback. He seemed to make some good decisions. But Alex Smith has done, I'm not an Alex Smith fan, but he's done a good job of managing that team. And that's a championship contender. What do you think about Colin Kaepernick, Mr. Gilpin?
Yeah, it's really odd. I mean, obviously the injury kept Alex Smith out this week, but there's obviously murmurings coming out that Kaepernick has won this job with that performance on Monday night against the Bears. I think he's a good quarterback. I think it would be in the 49ers' best interest to keep Smith at quarterback when Smith is healthy. That said, that doesn't mean they're not going to do that. And I think Kaepernick has to be a very high, if not the number one pickup this week, especially if you're struggling at quarterback next week against the Saints. I mean, talk about a matchup that could go off. That's one that if Kaepernick's still out there and he starts, he might be a top 10 starter.
That's interesting. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that. It's definitely he's fun to watch, though. There's no question. I would rather watch him when I'm watching a football game than Alex Smith. But like I said, you know, Alex Smith has done a good job there. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Here's a guy that I need help replacing in a couple leagues I'm in, and I was devastated by Rob Gronkowski's forearm injury, and I'll tell you why. I've had a lot of success playing fantasy football over the years because I don't keep a lot of backup quarterbacks, backup tight end, defense, anything like that. I want as many running backs on my roster as possible to see who breaks out in case I have injuries. The trade deadline just passed last week in the leagues I play in. Now Gronkowski is injured, and my options on the waiver wire are just yuck.
Yeah, a tough injury. And, you know, the Patriots really need to address why they have their star tight end on an extra point in a game where they're up, what was it, 4 or 5 touchdowns. That was just, I think that's the hardest part about it. It's not like he was blocking or making a catch or making good play. He was out there on a freaking extra point. Just frustrating. I own Gronkowski in a couple leagues as well. I really like Dallas Clark. He's really emerging as a big weapon for that Buccaneers offense. They're going to him a lot. Obviously, he scores the big game-winning touchdown. I think he might be – he's probably out there in more leagues than not. I think he might be your best replacement at this time of the year.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you, and I'll tell you. In fact, here's what I'm doing in one of the leagues I'm in. And luckily, the waiver wire will go through first, but just to give you an idea of how I rank them. I've got 4 claims in for a tight end, hoping I get the top choice, obviously. So I have them ranked Dallas Clark, Mercedes Lewis, Benjamin Watson, Rob Housler. So those are guys you'd probably see in a 12-team type league. So that's how I have them ranked. I agree with you on Clark. Especially, too, the whole offense has done really well for the Buccaneers lately.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with your ordering. And I think Dallas Clark is on a completely different tier than those other guys. He has a good shot at being a fantasy starter the rest of the year.
I agree with you, and quite frankly, I'm really hoping I get that waiver claim wrong.
Yeah, hopefully your league mates in that league aren't listening right now.
Well, luckily this comes out on Wednesday and we tape Tuesday, so we will. I will know before this is posted at razzball.com.
There you go. Well, hopefully they don't have some listening devices in our apartments, you know, big brothering.
That's possible. Hey, speaking of big brothering, yeah, okay, I got no segue there, but I have been worried about the Eagles skill position players all season. I think I'm pretty sure I've been on the record for that. I liked Macklin going into the season, but as soon as that offense looked a little bit off the rails, especially because that offensive line has been so terrible, I have been throwing them overboard real quick. Are any Eagles skill players startable right now?
Your transition should have been, speaking of big brothering, now let's go to the city of big brothering, love. That one was still kind of iffy, too. You know, they're not. Unless McCoy is going to be out there next week, which is kind of looking doubtful right now.
Very
doubtful.
I think
McCoy's still a starter if he's healthy and active. Other than that, no. I was kind of on an island. I thought DeSean Jackson was going to be a big contributor. He was better than Macklin. I think he still has better numbers better than Macklin. Obviously, Macklin missed a game or two. But, yeah, I mean, you can't be starting any Eagles right now. That's just such a mess. And it's so unfortunate. My dynasty team that I pay the most attention to had Vic, DeSean Jackson, and Macklin, and it's just been atrocious.
Crazy. Hey, let's think about something positive. Here's a guy who has not played well all season long, had a spectacular game against the Texans. It'll be interesting to see the rest of the season, but here's the question that I have for you, Mr. Gilpin. Is Justin Blackmon a starter going forward this year?
I think it depends on your needs, your league, your depth, all that sort of thing. I think he's a wide receiver three, especially this week going against the Titans. We've seen that Titans defense give up tons of big plays. And I don't want to talk about him too much because he is going to be an up call later in the show.
Ooh, interesting. You still there, JB?
Okay. Yeah, I had no follow-up to that voice. I don't know. That was a very, very sexy little tease right there.
Ooh, you like that? All right.
Yeah.
And everyone just clicked delete.
Okay. I don't blame them either.
Here's my last topic du jour. Who's going to get the carries in Denver going forward? Were you thinking Ronnie Hillman? You thinking Ball? Or are you thinking maybe Mr. Marino?
Of those guys, I think Hillman gets the most work. However, I do think Ball and Moreno all get a couple touches here and there. Hillman's the guy you want. He's the one that's seen the most of the field. He's the one getting the most touches, and he's out there on passing plays as it is. But I think it's going to be a mess. And, hey, we can do another ooh interesting because Hillman will be a down call later in the show.
Ooh, stop giving it away.
We've already got the listeners here. They need to listen to the whole thing anyway because they got that song to listen to.
You're right. Hey, listen, you know what's really fun about American Thanksgiving for us Canadians?
That it is 2 months later.
It's about a month later. It's because our harvest is earlier. It makes sense. But I'll tell you this, it's a great day to call in sick, and we've got two great games. Well, actually, no, you know what? We got some pretty darn good games, I think, this Thursday. You never know, because it's always Detroit and Dallas hosting. But this week, we do have the Houston Texans playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving. It's a 12:30 Eastern kickoff. Tell me who you like in this game, Mr. Gilpin.
Well, real quick, I do want to talk about... So what is your... It's called Big Bird Day or something like that up north?
Oh, stop
it. It's called Big Turkey Day?
It's called Thanksgiving, homie.
Oh, they call it Thanksgiving there, too? I thought it had a Canadian name.
No, it's Thanksgiving. Well, listen, again, it's about harvest, right? So our harvest, because we're farther north, would be earlier. I mean, that's just scientific.
That makes sense. So do you make a turkey and stuffing and potatoes like we do in the States?
You got it, man. It's pretty much the same meal we've been programmed to make.
Except there's mayonnaise. For my up for this game, I like Matthew Stafford.
What?
I think Stafford's going to have a big game here. Everyone, I think, knows what Chad Henne and Justin Blackmon did to that Houston secondary last week. Jonathan Joseph got hurt early. He had an MRI on his hammy yesterday. Not for sure if he's going to be out there. It's a quick turnaround. I have a feeling Joseph won't be out there, and that's just going to mean lots of love, and Calvin Johnson's going to have a lot of things to be thankful for.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, and I think it's a possibility, but I also think I could see Wade Phillips after that game against Jacksonville, even in a short week, tightening the screws a little bit more. But it'll be interesting to see. But tell me who you're down on.
Well, I think Wade Phillips is going to be loosening the screws after he eats his Thanksgiving meal early. But I'm down on Titus Young. I mean, yeah, I know he was – it's easy to calm him down, but there's just – he's can't be a starter anywhere. He might not even be active again. He's pulling in Allen Iverson going, practice? I don't need to be here for practice if you're going to bench me anyway. So it could be a good matchup for him if he's active, but I just don't trust him.
Yeah, no, I heard he's actually deactivated. Last I heard, he's suspended this week.
Oh, he has? Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the afternoon game on Thursday. By this time, you should be full of turkey, and that is the Washington Redskins playing at Dallas against the Cowboys, of course. Who do you like in this game?
You know, I like Felix Jones, and not because I think he's going to be a monster. He's just been really, really consistent as a flex running back for you. You scoffed at me a couple weeks ago. I think it was when I had to phone in my picks And I said he'd be fine. I didn't think he was going to go, you know, crazy and have over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns. But for that kind of mid-level flex, I think he's fine.
All right. Fair enough. I don't know if I agree with you. I've just been burned too many times by Felix Jones. But Washington's defense does have a lot of injuries. Tell me who you're down on this week.
Now, I like him more than Felix Jones, don't get me wrong, but I'm down on Alfred Morris. His value is really going down. He's not having those big games that he had earlier in the year. I'm just not optimistic for him anymore. He's probably a low-end running back number two now. Three straight weeks of standard scoring single digits. Just hard to be optimistic.
No, I hear you. All right, we still have, of course, some games. Oh, no, sorry, there's a third game, right? There's a third game on Thursday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Thanksgiving night game. This is where NFL Network used to start their games on Thursdays. Now it's all year.
Right. Okay. So now we have the – you're right, actually. So now we have the New England Patriots at the New York Jets, 8:20 kickoff Eastern on Thursday. Who do you like in this game?
You know, it's a sneaky play. If you need a final wide receiver or a big upside flex or something like that and you're desperate, I really like Julian Edelman. He was on the field for all but 9 of snaps last week. You know, Deion Branch got cut. Gronkowski, obviously, we talked about, broke his arm. You know, Hernandez isn't 100%. I have a feeling he's going to play, but it's going to be hard to think that he's just going to be the monster he was before he hurt his ankle. You know, this is going to be – it's going to be a big role for Edelman in this one with Rodgers Cromartie. You know, you'd think he'd be all over Welker. I still think Welker is going to have a good game, but I think Edelman could get 8 or 9 targets and have a pretty big game here.
Yeah, no, I can see that too, especially since Brandon Lloyd hasn't been worth much this year.
Also true.
Who are you down on?
I think you got to be down on all Jets. If you're starting a Jet, you're not in the playoffs.
I would agree with that statement. Maybe Sean Green is a flex, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if you lost Gronk and you need to start Dustin Keller, there's another name you could use to replace him. But he's probably taken in most leagues by now.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, someone texted me today, like, hey, I'll trade you Keller. Oh, sorry, trade deadline passed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
All right, so we do have some games on Sunday, believe it or not. We didn't go through all the week's games on the Thursday. So kicking off at 1 o'clock on Sunday is the Buffalo Bills traveling to Indianapolis to play the Colts. Who do you like?
And for a game that's kind of under the radar that might have some big fireworks, I think this one could. And that's why I'm really up on Andrew Luck. You know, he's coming back home to Indianapolis. The Colts all around just got massacred last week by the Patriots. I think he has a big game here bouncing back.
And, you know, I agree with you. Also, too, there was just one of those images when New Orleans was pounding on the points, and I just saw Andrew Luck on the sidelines. And it wasn't a look of disgust. It was a look of, I'm not going to forget about this. So I thought that was really interesting. So I could see him having a monster game against Buffalo this week. Who don't you like in the, who don't you like in this matchup?
You know, I don't like Fred Jackson. I know he, you know, was out last week with a concussion, and it's not a terrible matchup here, but Spiller has just done so much to prove that he is the alpha dog in that backfield. Even if he's active, I think Fred Jackson is a very, very low-end flex play at best.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you think, actually, his value is going into next season?
I think he might be one of those 10th or 11th round picks. I think he might fall that far. I mean, CJ Spiller is just so good that you have to assume that he's going to get closer to that 75-80% of touches next year.
No, I think I tend to agree with you. But that being said, he does have an injury history. So, you know, Fred Jackson might be a guy to watch going into next
year. Exactly. And I think that's where his value is going to be. If you can draft him, and if Spiller goes down, all of a sudden you have a top 15 running back.
Yep. All right, one of the a great rivalry, the Minnesota Vikings will be traveling to Chicago for a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Bears. Who do you like in this game?
I have a new nickname for him, the Human Yo-Yo. It's Kyle Rudolph. You know, I don't really trust him. I don't fully trust him, definitely not. But I think he has a lot of upside. We saw what Kaepernick and Vernon Davis could do against that Bears defense last week. You know, an extra bye week to work him into the offense. They want to get him more involved. It's looking more and more likely like that Harvin will miss yet another week. I think Rudolph has a big game, gets double-digit targets.
All right, I'll tell you this. Here is the stat line from the last 4 games for Mr. Rudolph.
Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want to ruin it, but I know what it is.
0 catches, 0 yards. 2 catches, 17 yards. 0 catches, 0 yards. 7 for 64 and a TD.
Why is that last one so big?
I hear you.
Correlation. It's that Harvin was out.
Yes. Now, but here's the difference. That was against Detroit. This week, they'll be playing Chicago, who just got embarrassed on national television by the 49ers. So I don't see a big game for Kyle Rudolph, but that's just my two cents.
I think he could get some junk time work, too. I think Chicago does come back and win, come back and win handily from last week's loss. But that doesn't mean that Rudolph is not going to get the targets and the looks.
I think the Bears are going to beat up the Vikings this week. But tell me who you're down on, because I got a feeling you're going to throw me a curveball here.
I am, and I'm down on that Bears defense. And it's not that I think that you're starting anyone else. You're still rolling with them, definitely. But my point is this is why I've never really fully bought into defenses as huge, great commodities. I mean, I picked up Buffalo last week because I saw what the Titans defense did to the Dolphins 2 weeks ago, and Buffalo had a huge game. I play the matchups. I don't put too much stock or too much value or trade for them like you did. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I'm just saying this is why I've never traded for a defense, and I've never spent a high draft pick on them.
All right. In Canada, we don't call it a bus.
What do you call it?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just throwing that out there because of your ignorant Thanksgiving Day comments before.
A people transporter.
A long yellow people mover.
Yeah, Canadians do things so weird. I don't get you guys.
Yeah, it's tough being Canadian. I mean, we only have a stable economy, socialized healthcare, a minuscule unemployment rate, a strong dollar. Yeah, you're right.
You can buy doo-doo-doos.
I can buy what?
Have you never seen that clip where Chris Berman says you can buy codeine off the shelf in Canada and he snuck them into the U.S.?
Oh, you totally can. Yeah. But we don't make purple drank up here with it. I think you need I don't think it comes in the quantity amounts that you can not that I know anything about that. Let's get back to football.
Yeah, let's I'll trust you on that one.
Okay. Next up, Pittsburgh is going to Cleveland. Always a good matchup. Who do you like this week?
You know, I kind of like the Cleveland defense, and this goes back to my point I just made, is that you can play matchups and you can find really good value. It looks like Byron Leftwich QBing again. He's just not a good NFL quarterback. I think everyone knew that. The Ravens put up big fantasy numbers against the Steelers, and they're not the defense they used to be. I think the Browns are a good double-digit defense this week that you can pick up.
I hear what you're saying, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe Charlie Batch will actually be starting for Pittsburgh this week.
Oh, really? How old is Charlie Batch?
37.
Nice. I saw that he was bankrupt in a special on ESPN, the 30 for 30 on athletes going bankrupt. I guess he's going to get a nice little paycheck.
Apparently. Well, if that is his financial situation, I hope he has remedied it and is doing better. But from a football perspective, I think they do have a better chance to win with Charlie Batch than they do with Byron Leftwich.
I completely agree, and I did not know that Batch was starting. That's interesting. I still think the Browns are a good defense.
So who are you down on this week?
Even if it is Charlie Batch, I'm still down on Mike Wallace. I know I said last week you probably still have to stick with him, but if Big Ben's not the quarterback, I don't think you can start Wallace.
It's a good week for rivalries, actually, because there's another one going on here. The Broncos are going to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Who do you like in this game?
You know, I like Brandon Stokley. I think he's a real interesting, kind of in that Julian Edelman kind of, sneaky play, because with Willis McGahee out with the MCL tear, and they're that gaggle of backups we talked about earlier in the show, I think Peyton Manning goes a little bit to dink and dunk, and Stokley is a big factor in that game plan.
Dink and dunk, you think so? You've got one of the hardest quarterbacks in football right now?
Well, no. Okay, let me.
Refocus that.
I think instead of them having a more balanced offense with McGahee getting a ton of carries, I think it's going to be, they're going to lose 10-20% of those carries, and that's going to be added to the passing game via smaller passes. So instead of first down run, you do a little first down pass for 7 yards, more of that sort of thing.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared that up, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I think that all of a sudden Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas get you know, 10 catches for 60 yards and, you know, Manning has 50 completions for 250 yards. I just think that they are going to incorporate Stokely in the small passing game to make up for what they've lost with McGahee.
How smart does John Elway look right now for getting Peyton in there?
Well, yes, he does look smart, but at the same time, I don't think anyone could have sat there and said, oh, Peyton Manning coming in, he's not going to be as good as Tebow is. I mean, were people really saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding? There was such a following for Tebow. And it was a problem that Elway had, and he had to deal with it. And I think what he did was absolute genius. And he looks even smarter now for having pulled it off. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess obviously it was the right move, but at the same time, it's a move I would have made. You bring in one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, or you start someone that kind of struggled. Yeah, he won some games, but it was a rookie.
Right. No, I listen.
Mean, I think it was a no-brainer, but yeah. That was me.
Well, there you go. Next up, it is the Oakland Raiders at Cincinnati Bengals. Who you up on this week?
Yeah, a real disappointing week last week, but he still had 7 targets, only had the 1 catch, but I like Denarius Moore. I think he bounces back in this game. Oakland's going to have to throw again to keep up like they have been week in and week out. I think he bounces back strong here.
Yeah, listen, that's a good argument. I hear what you're saying. Who don't you like?
I think Darren McFadden might be held back, but I think Goodson might be back. You know, they're both questionable. It's hard to say right now, but I have a feeling one of the two will be back, and it's going to cut into Marcel Reese's workload. I know Reese has been, it's been a great ride if you picked him up and threw him in your flex, but I'm kind of down on him this week. I don't see it continuing.
All right, next game up is the Seattle Seahawks going to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Who do you like?
I really like Sidney Rice. He's really stepping it up, finally getting rapport with Russell Wilson. He's got touchdowns in 4 of the last 5 games. Miami's given up tons of big games through the air. I like him a lot.
No, you know what? You've actually you've been on his bandwagon for a while. I have not, so I'll give you credit on that one. Who don't you like in this game?
Yeah, I don't like any Dolphin in this game. You know, Seattle's coming off the bye week. I think they're going to be hungry. You know, the Miami running backs are now completely split 50-50 with Bush and Thomas. Brian Hartline's not really done anything since that huge game. I don't think you can start any Dolphin with confidence.
Yeah, what about their defense?
I think Seattle has become a good enough team of managing. Russell Wilson's not turning the ball over like he did earlier in the year. I wouldn't play them either. I'd rather have the Browns defense.
All right, fair enough. All right, heading to Jacksonville, where the Titans will be taking on the Jaguars. Who do you like in this game? I know you gave it away, but tell me if you're buying into the hype.
I am, and I do like Justin Blackmon. It kind of reminds me of the connection that Haney had with Braylon Edwards while at Michigan, and with Brandon Marshall in Miami, that big receiver that can make big plays. I think Haney likes that receiver. Obviously, the Titans defense has not been good all year. I think they're going to be chucking the ball all day. I think Blackmon has another solid game. Hard to trust, but I think he has enough upside to warrant starting in a lot of leagues as a wide receiver 3.
Yeah, listen, that's interesting. Plus, against the Titans, I could see that happening. And I like you did your research there with Henny's history, so that's interesting. Who don't you like?
Dad went to Michigan, and so I am a Michigan football fan. So I watched those games with him and Braylon Edwards.
Who don't you like in this matchup?
I don't like all of the Tennessee receivers. It's just, this is a great matchup. We saw Andre Johnson just go off. I think it'd be easy to say that maybe Kendall Wright or Nate Washington has a big game, but I just don't trust any of them. I think one or two might have pretty good games, but you might throw in the one that's the odd man out.
Fair enough. Okay, next up, it is the Atlanta Falcons going to Tampa Bay to take on the It's the ice-cold Atlanta Falcons heading to Tampa to take on the red-hot Buccaneers. Who do you like in this game?
Well, the red-hot Buccaneers that should have lost, but the Panthers just invent ways to lose yet again. I'm up on Dallas Clark. We talked about him in the open. I think he's a fill-in for Gronkowski. Atlanta is vulnerable to the tight end. I think Clark has become a critical part of that offense. It took a little bit of time. He's a lot better, I think everyone can agree, than Kellen Winslow. And so Freeman's kind of getting used to having a really good tight end, and I think he's really fitting in well there.
Yeah, no, listen, you make a good argument. I'm actually really high on him, too. If I don't get him in... in that league that I'm in title contention, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah. I mean,
who don't you like?
I don't like Julio Jones. I mean, I know it's kind of an easy answer, but even if he's active, I think you might have to think about benching him unless you saw that he had a consistent week of practice. You know, he was out on the field less than 50% of snaps last week, re-aggravated the ankle injury. You know, even if he's active, I think you got to start looking at your other options. If he sat out Thursday and Friday practice, yet is active on Sunday, I think I'd play Justin Blackmon ahead of him.
Yeah, listen, that's quite a statement, but you make a good point. I'm just starting to worry long term about him and how he's built. You know, because as talented as he is, he just looks a little bit fragile.
And I think we talked about in preseason Julio Jones versus Roddy White. That was a hot topic, obviously, because dynamic wide receivers on the same team. And I've consistently said Roddy White. He give me the consistent guy. Give me the guy who I know is going to be out there, and that's been really reaping rewards if you went that way.
No, listen, I hear exactly what you're saying. And, you know, philosophically, I'm with that, too. I just like to have a couple of possible firecrackers in my arsenal. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, let's head to some afternoon games. The Ravens are going to travel to the West Coast, head to San Diego, take on the Chargers. Who do you like?
You know, I like Torrey Smith. I think just like Denarius Moore, he bounces back. Smith did get the targets. They just didn't connect. San Diego is kind of a mess. I think that Smith could have a good game here. He's actually been fairly consistent this year, last week notwithstanding.
All right, fair enough. Who don't you like?
Man, it's tough to like Ryan Matthews these days. I mean, I know he's been okay. He hasn't really killed you, but the Ravens defense has been playing better lately. I think Matthews falls down to the, you know, flex range, low end maybe even.
Who, sorry, hold on. Right, Ryan Matthews. Yeah, listen, okay, fair enough. Next up, St. Louis goes to Arizona at 425. Who do you like in this one?
I mean, the Rams defense. That's another defense that is probably available in a lot of leagues. Their best game of the year has come against Arizona, which was in week 5. Now they've got Lindley. The Cardinals have Lindley in there at quarterback. I don't think he's very good. This is going to be a great game for the Rams defense.
Yep, I could see that absolutely too. So who are you down on? All offensive skill players for the Cardinals? I'm going to just make an assumption there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I listed specifically Larry Fitzgerald, you know, only one catch last week. Yeah, he had a couple drops too, so it could have been better, and all wasn't because he just didn't get the ball thrown to him or thrown well. But, you know, we both were really low on Fitzgerald coming into the year. I don't think he's on either of our teams in any leagues.
Nope.
You know, who would you play in a flex, Larry Fitzgerald or Ryan Matthews?
I would take the running back, especially with the uncertainty. Yeah, I would definitely take Ryan Matthews. It's not even close. Just because of the uncertainty, a quarterback has been there all season for Fitzgerald. And now, yeah, it's Matthews for me. It's not close.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a little closer, I guess. But, yeah, it's bad.
All right, next up, it is San Francisco at New Orleans. Who do you like in this game?
And we said it in the open, if Alex Smith is indeed out, you got to love Colin Kaepernick in this game. You know, all hints are kind of pointing towards that, that Harbaugh said he wants to ride the hot hand. If Kaepernick is the quarterback, it's going to be in that dome. Yeah, it's going to be loud, but, you know, it's going to be climate controlled. You know, that I think Kaepernick could be really, really big.
I am not prepared to invest in a quarterback going into a second start. However, I'm curious to see how he does. I'll definitely be paying attention to that game. Who don't you like in this game?
I don't like any of the Saints running backs. I got kind of burned. I gave Sproul. I thought Sproul was going to play last week. I recommended him to a couple of people that he needed a flex play. Sorry about that if you're a reader of Last Second Decisions. It comes out Sunday mornings around 10 a.m. But, you know, even if he's active, I definitely don't trust him. You know, Ivory had a couple of big games, didn't do it that last week. Ingram had the touchdown last week, and then you got Pierre Thomas. It's just all a mess. I need to stay away from all of them in every league.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be tough if you're in a 14 or 16 team league and you have Sproles and you're playing someone really, really bad in your flex and you want him in there, but I don't trust him.
All right, let's go to what has the potential to be a great Sunday night game. The Packers travel to New York or actually technically New Jersey to take on the Giants. Who do you like in this one?
I like Hakeem Nicks a lot. I have a feeling that he's going to have a real monster game. You know, he had the bye week. to help his foot knee injuries. Eli Manning had the bye week to help rest his arm. He had kind of dead arm syndrome, it was reported. I have a feeling Knicks could have a monster game.
Yeah, listen, you know what? I think so too. I mean, I've been waiting for that guy to get healthy all season long. He's burned me in a few leagues, but I'm hoping for a big second half from Mr. Knicks.
Yeah, I think he could. And that's someone that if we had had this podcast last week, I would have said go and trade for. But, you know, if you, you're in a league that has a different trade deadline or not one at all, he's a good target.
Who don't you like?
I don't like Jermichael Finley. I mean, yeah, I know he had the big week last week. It might be people to hop back on the bandwagon or on the bus or the people carrier, you know, one of the him being a focal point of that offense again this week.
All right. Let's go to what might be the worst Monday Night Football matchup in history. Two absolutely atrocious teams. I would, you know what, if it was a 1 week league, these would be the two first defenses I'm drafting. Carolina's heading to Philly. Just, you know what, I don't care who you're up or down on. Is there any reason to watch this game?
No, and I'm a Panthers fan. I will not be watching this game.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
You lie like a rug.
Okay, I'll watch some of it, but then I'll, you know.
Drown your sorrows with a light beer. Insert promotional product here.
Exactly. They should make that ad campaign. It's like, tired of watching the Panthers? Here, have some light beer of your choice.
Hey, you know what, JB?
What's that?
This was another great podcast.
You're done with that? Hey, I do want to say what my down is for this game, and that's Monday Night Football ratings.
Just tell me who you're up on. Is anyone worth starting in this league or in this game?
I am up on Steve Smith and Greg Olsen. The Eagles secondary looked pretty vulnerable against the Redskins. You know, I think that they're both going to have solid games. You know, we saw Paulson get the touchdown. I think Olsen could have a fairly good game at tight end, and I think if you have Steve Smith, you're still rolling with him, obviously.
All right. Hey, what time is your flight?
My flight?
To Toronto. Aren't you flying up to Toronto to go to the Symphony of Nine concert on Wednesday?
No, I am canoeing up the International Waterway, and then I'm going to head down the St. Lawrence. And then you'll, how long do you think that I can make it by Wednesday, right?
Funny guy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to another Fantasy Football Podcast brought to you by Razzball. Again, check out Razzball.com where you can find my man JB and all our great writers putting up all the fantasy posts you need to know to keep you current and to try to close this bad boy out.
Good luck to everyone next week. More boxes.
Here we go. And here we go with the first ever time. I don't even know if this song has been master produced. I don't even know what it's called. But here you go. Here's Symphony 9's next big single. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Also like to thank the staff at Glenmore Records for helping us put this together. If you need quality audio recording done in the city of Toronto, check out glenmorerecords.com.